Active or passive trauma. Active trauma is where we get perhaps abandoned, for example, or where we get abused. That's active trauma. Or passive trauma, which is where we get neglected or where we don't get the nurture that we need. We begin to believe what I call destructive life messages. And it also puts us into a rebellion against those that should give us the things that we need or that shouldn't do the things that were the bad that happened to us. And so we get into an orphan lifestyle. We take on being what Jack Frost teaches some wonderful things about how to get healed from the orphan, the heart of an orphan. An orphan is when your mother and your father forsake you for whatever reason, when they don't give you the nurture you need. For example, they don't give you the blessing that we all long for, to call us to life, to call our spirit to life, to call our gifts to life. We don't get that kind of nurture. Then we develop an orphan spirit. The orphan spirit leads to a lack of an identity or place. We are always trying to prove that we have a right to be there, right to be somewhere, wherever we are. And then we're afraid that people are going to discover. And it starts off with shame, though, because we don't feel qualified. We feel like there's something wrong with us that can't be fixed. And so there's the shame. And then we get afraid that someone's going to discover that we really are defective. And then we get in control. We try to control to keep our place. We manipulate. We maneuver. And then that leads us back into shame, fear of discovery, and trying to be and stay in control. But jealousy of another's identity, position, or place is consistent with what an orphan spirit feels. If we have an orphan spirit, envy, coveting, striving, competition, performance. So we need to be healed from the orphan spirit. And that's what Jesus came to do, is to give us a place. He said, "You, who are you? You are a son of the King. You're not an orphan." In Isaiah, it says, if your father and your mother forsake you, I will take you up. I will give you a place. I will heal you from that orphan spirit. You don't have to be trapped in jealousy. Look, I've sent my son to create the bridge to bring you into the kingdom as sons and daughters of the King. So how do we defeat a corporate stronghold? We're just going to go through this quickly. So I'm starting with a huge, huge picture, but I'm going to bring it right down to what does God want you to do? What is it that the Holy Spirit is shining a light on in you today? We started out in the second heavenlies. We're bringing it right down to the chair that you're sitting on. I'm going to tell a couple more quick stories. I talked about how we went to Asia, and I began to realize that in the organization, the church that we were working with there, that's the flagship for Elijah House, they now have Elijah House Taiwan. I mentioned about the 30,000 people. So 2 days later, the next day, I went into a meeting of pastors, and I said, I shared with them what I felt I heard the Lord say. And so they came up with a 5-year plan of putting 30,000 people through the basic school. You want to get something done? Share it with the Chinese. They're amazing. They came up with a 5-year plan. I'm like, glory to God. They said, if this is the word of the Lord, we're going to do it. But obviously, they've been effective, and God's got a huge call on that church. So the enemy began to operate and began to hook into unresolved issues in the leadership. And so we felt we needed to be involved in helping to bring some healing there. So we sat down with each one of the leaders. We took, 14 hours the first day and 12 hours the next day to deal with individually and then corporately to meet with them. And then we spoke on the following Sunday, and we spoke about humility and patience. These are the things that are ingredients to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace from Ephesians. But just before we met with them, Kathy had a dream. And the dream was she was walking in a beautiful orchard, and there were trees with loaded with fruit. She just thought, what a beautiful orchard. The next day she came back out into this orchard, and one of the trees had fallen over. It was so heavy with fruit that it couldn't stand. The roots, she realized, were not sufficient to hold the tree up. But the fruit, she said, oh, it's too bad nobody picked this fruit. So she went over, picked a piece, and bit into it, and was shocked to find that the meat of the fruit was only very thin around the outside, and it was hollow. Jesus said he wants us to bear fruit, and he wants our fruit to re-